Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is the Friends of Mystery Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor in New England. Jeremy Zachas joins from New South Wales. It is winter time in the Southern Hemisphere. It is glorious summer, late summer, in the Northern Hemisphere. I'm not bragging. We're just watching the weather systems around us to see if there's a pattern. We're told there's climate change, and I believe it. But to what end? We've had a wet June and a partially wet July, meaning that the trees are going to turn late. Right now, they're very bountifully green and rich, hanging over the roadways. And I have nothing but green in my two gardens, and my sumac trees this summer have taken off. One sumac went up at least 5 feet, and then a sequoia in the back doubled because of all the rain and not needing that much sunshine. Now it's late August, and I'm expecting the fall to come on quickly. Jeremy, that's my report. Last time we talked, it had been cold and raining in New South Wales. Rain, rain, rain. Has anything changed? Good day to you.
G'day, John. Well, up until yesterday, no, nothing had actually changed. Here in Sydney, we had an absolutely sodden week again. It was raining. It was cold. The wind was coming in from the coast, so it was bitterly, bitterly freezing. And then the rain just kept dumping more and more water here on Sydney and the surrounding suburbs, which of course meant, as I often talk about, all our transport systems, the roads, everything was just chaotic because, of course, as soon as it rains in Sydney, everybody goes crazy and doesn't know what to do. But there is a happy end to this story. As of yesterday, the rain actually slowed down, and as of today, it actually has stopped. So we're finally looking at blue skies, looking at a little bit of cloud as well, but much, much drier than we've had. And the great news is we're actually going to get maybe 2 or 3 days where there won't be any more of this torrential rain. So, John, we're finally looking at a reprieve, but also yesterday as well, the Bureau of Meteorology finally brought in the stats of how this month of August went for us as far as rainfall. And it turns out that here in Sydney, we had 3 times the average rainfall for August in the space of around about 2 weeks. So what we've been having with rain, it hasn't just been me complaining. It's actually been truly an anomaly and truly unbearable, because normally this time of the year in August, we'll be getting a little bit of rain, a little bit of drizzle, but not the ferocious storms that we've just been getting. So there is something weird with the weather, but I'm hoping and keeping my fingers crossed as we go into this week with less rain, more sunshine, this is what we're going to see for the rest of the winter.
And can you remember it being different than this last year or several years before? I didn't take notes when we talked last year. Have the meteorologists been commenting on the change?
They certainly have, and absolutely it is different to what we had last year. And the reason we didn't talk about it last year was because it was very normal. We were just getting a little bit of rain through the month of August. The reservoirs were still filling up, but it wasn't torrential enough to cause flooding on the floodplains here. And it was just absolutely normal, so there was no reason to talk about it. Bureau of Meteorology, the meteorologists are saying that, yes, this is very, very different. This is a lot more rain than expected, because going back just 3 months ago from now, from today, the Bureau of Meteorology was saying that we were expecting to have a warm winter. We were actually going to have a winter where there wasn't going to be rain, especially here in Sydney. We got completely the opposite. So this is why it's become such a national news story. And the comparisons to last year, it's like chalk and cheese, really. This time last year, we'd just come out of a very mild winter where it was a little bit cool, but it wasn't freezing like we had this winter. The rain was there, but it wasn't torrential like we had this winter as well. And honestly, it was just a purely normal year. But that's really why the discussion's being had now, because there is something a bit more different in the atmosphere, John. Honestly, our weather is a little bit crazy.
We're expecting a regular winter here. We'll see if it stocks. It tracks what is expected. We're focusing on the weather because we're looking for a pattern. I add that I talked to Italy. Well, I talked to the Alps, near St. Moritz on Friday, and learned that Italy had monsoon rains from central Italy above Rome all the way to the Alp border, the border with the Alps. And the rains had been monsoon-like is how they were described. This is a heat wave that cooked Sicily to 120 degrees and cooked Milan to 100. And that heat wave was then hit by a cold front coming in from Europe. That brought the water out of the Adriatic and the water out of the Mediterranean, all dumping on Italy. Very unusual, I'm told. I've never lived through a summer into fall in Italy. I also talked to the south of France, Occitane, about 100 miles from the coast in the south. Very heavy rains all summer, very heavy. And they'd stop momentarily for a conversation. And then I go to Pennsylvania, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, my correspondent there. Very heavy June, very heavy July. So heavy that the strawberry crop was either reduced, wiped out, or delayed. And strawberries are a big source of income, so there was complaints about that. Now, it's only anecdote, Jeremy, but we've had rain Italy, rain south of France, rain Pennsylvania, and rain here in New England. That begins to look like a pattern. I'm expecting them to interpret it, and we'll see if your weather changes come wintertime. When does your springtime? When do you look for your spring? What date would be when you would feel the air warm?
Really, John, it would have been about a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago. So typically it's around mid-August we start to feel the temperatures coming up, start to get excited because we are coming out of winter. So really, as far as what we actually feel, it is mid-August. So we're already about a week late. But the real story, I think, is it's round about September is truly when most of the rest of the country starts to feel that change into spring. So we are kind of on an interesting time frame in that we are in that period now where we should be starting to feel spring. And I think here in Sydney, how I just described having rain up until yesterday and now just suddenly really warm weather, it's almost like we're moving into the spring season overnight, which is truly never happened before. Normally it's over the case of a few days. So we should be feeling it now, but it's really, I'd say early September is when you typically will feel it across the continent.
I did have one other report from Montana. It's cool there, and believe it or not, Jeremy, Montana can start to rain to snow in August. That's how much snow it has all season. It has not snowed yet, so I note that. We'll see week to week. I'll watch Montana, especially in the hill country, north towards Canada's border. Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales, amateur meteorologist, that's us. We want to know what the pattern is. We had a glorious summer here in New England, and that's a good thing, but not everybody can report happy occasions like that we just had. Is it going to come back next year? Don't know. We're going to turn to reptiles, especially revelations about venom and reptiles. Jeremy Zakas, New South Wales. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.